Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode. Today, we're going to talk about Madison Beer's beauty secrets. And I've made a few episodes in English, so I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous. But I'm also very excited to finally, making like more content. And as we all know, Madison Beer is gorgeous. Also, I've been feeling so sick lately, like it's so bad. And then I'm trying to figure out how can I position my camera because I have my script. So, if you mind me like just looking somewhere else, I usually like to make like straight eye contact, but I'm still learning like where I want to place my camera because usually I use my computer, camera. And it's just like very easy and everything, but I'm using like my digital camera now to make it look more professional and just nicer. And it's just very awkward because it's just like this little thing and I'm trying to make sure that I'm like looking at you guys. So just bear with me at that. But I love Madison Beer. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a model. So when I do these beauty secret videos, people are like, oh, well, I just need her face. I just need this. I just need that. And I'm like, I'm not telling you guys how to turn into Madison Beer. Like, you do these tips and you will look like Madison Beer. No, that's not what it says. What it says, her beauty secrets, things that I can share that could help you guys and influence you guys in a certain way. I'm sharing, like I said, her beauty secrets, and all this information is what I found from her personally saying, informing in interviews and all of that. So when I talk about a celebrity, I usually like to, source the information when it comes directly from the celebrity, because I try to avoid, as much as I can to spread like misinformation or go for like theories or stuff like that. There's just so much out there. So that's not my intention. I started these episodes in Spanish because people who only spoke Spanish didn't understand what the celebrities were saying in interviews because they would only speak in English. This is why I get all that information. I translated it. So this is kind of like what I do. Her tips have helped me so much. They're so valuable. So I hope it helps you guys. So let's start with fashion tips. And I have everything written down. I love her style. When I was a teenager, I wanted to look like dress like Madison Beer so badly. I swear, it was just so cool. Her style is like a mix of coquette, modern, like basic 2000 street style, very comfy, I've noticed. And talking about like the colors she uses a lot of like neutrals and pastel colors. Some things about Madison Beer, fun facts, is that she has her own book. And I am going to read it soon. I haven't had the chance to read it, but I really do want to. And then she seems like a very sweet person. People have been hating on her a lot. Like, she gets hate for like, I remember when she used to get, like, she would, like, get canceled. Like, the whole internet would hate on her. And honestly, it wasn't even that deep. I feel like it was just all envy because she was so beautiful. Or, like, pick apart the way she looks and everything. When all these other supermodels and celebrities, they get things done, but since it's Madison Beer, people are just so, like, onto her. And, I get it. She's claimed that she hasn't had anything done. It could be true. It could not be true. But at the same time, like, a lot of people do that. And I feel like sending death threats to someone or whatever, that's not okay, It's not okay. There's a certain limit that we all should take in boundaries, We don't know the person, so, yeah. Her music is so good. Oh my gosh, she's coming to Minneapolis and I won't be able to see her, but I wish I could. And I'm going to mention some staple pieces that you need in your closet if you want to give her vibes. So these are like a must, you know what I mean? And like I said, I was obsessed with Madison Beer style, so I would look at all her paparazzi pictures like, oh my gosh, my gosh. Tube top is a must. Is a must. You can have different colors. Usually she goes like for like neutral. Tube tops are great. You can pair it with anything, with baggy jeans, shorts, skirts. It's a must. Another is corsets. Madison Beer loves corsets, and she loves pairing them with like baggy jeans, skirts. So I noticed that either she likes to go like super tight on like the top part of her body, and then like her upper body like tight, and then like, like below. She likes to go like loose, so, loose. And that's a good way of like slimming your waist and making your waist seem like you have a small waist when you wear baggy and then something very tight. It would just make your hips look like can make your hips look wider and your waist look smaller. So it's a pretty good combo. I love our corsets. I love them, every single one. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want this so badly. There's a specific one that she's wearing, like this white corset with some shorts and I believe some Doc Martens. And the corset is so cute. I wish I knew where she got it from. Anyways, basic t-shirts. So, I mean, I don't have to really explain myself, but like she layers a lot sometimes. So yeah, lace tops, definitely something that she loves. Lace tank tops or tops. So she loves that. Or even like lace clothing items that you can use them as layers, little gentle fabric. And then let's incorporate the color palette that she uses. So it's very neutrals or like light colors. Also, she loves sweaters and hoodies. Back in the day, I would see her all the time with with some biker shorts and then the sweater with the, oh my gosh, she just did it so well. She looked so cool with it. But yeah, you know, she loves sweaters, hoodies, you know, she likes to be comfy. Another is that she likes parachute pants, sweatpants, and she would combine them with like tees. She's a tee girl, like a lot of tees. So she will buy like shirts that are like aren't like super long, you know, like they're like not crop top but like not super long, so it's like not above her belly but like just right there in her, you know what I mean, like in her hips, called tees. And I've like heard her talk about in lives that she will like go to like the kids section and buy like a size 10 or whatever. And like I do that sometimes too. I go to the kids section and I buy stuff. I mean, not everyone can fit into kids sizes. I'm just saying, like, if you can, it's very like a cheap way to like get baby tees, because I'm not gonna spend like $40 on a baby tee when I can get it for like $10 in the kids section. So tip, I like to go to the boys section. The girl section is just unicorns and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm not gonna wear that. Anyway, so parachute pants, she loves too. You can get them at Urban Outfitters. I see them all the time there. I'm 5'2", so I can't really wear parachute pants too long. Jackets, oh my gosh. Everyone knows Madison Beer is a jacket. She likes to wear the Harley Davidson. You know, any like race car, like sporty jacket, she will go for it. Oh, I feel sick. I feel like I want to throw up. I ate bee pollen and I feel like I want to throw up. I've noticed if I don't eat well before I have that bee pollen, I feel anxious for like 2 days. Sneakers. She's a sneaker girl. I always see Matthew with sneakers, Sambas, Adidas. You know it. Doc Martens. She always pairs those anything. I mean, such a staple piece. One piece romper, shorts, you know, that make sure it's short. She loves those. I see her wearing those all the time. You know, she also likes sporty clothes too, like comfy. And also like the one that I saw her wearing, a black one, and has like lace on it. So, you know, keep an eye on that. Also, rectangle sunglasses. Oh my god, that's when I got into sunglasses, when I saw like Madison Beer wearing those rectangle sunglasses. And it became so trendy like in 2020. Who remembers? Yeah. Leather jackets. I see more that Madison Beer wears more like leather jackets instead of blazers. She's more like of a leather girl. So remember that, guys. Any brown, black leather jackets, she loves them all. Accessories. She loves jewelry. Medium-sized hoops. That's like her signature like staple piece. Jewelry staple piece, I guess they call it. Medium-sized hoops. And yeah, those are like the main, and I made a list of like called the create an outfit. So I'm going to give you guys a few clothing items that you probably most likely have in your closet, and you will be giving Madison Beer vibes. So I have two for you guys. First one is, let me look here. Yeah. Medium size hoops, baggy pants, a tube top, a cardigan on top for layering, a shoulder bag, sneakers, and rectangle sunglasses. You will be giving those Madison Beer vibes, I promise. Outfit number two. Medium-sized hoops, obviously. Parachute pants, corset top, sneakers, and an optional, a jacket. You will be giving those Madison Beer street style vibes, for sure. I used to have the same issue as Madison Beer. Well, her acne was worse than mine, but I used to have like a lot of forehead acne, which I believe she struggled with that. And mind you guys, I would use so many like soaps and cleansers and I couldn't get rid of my forehead acne. Like I just didn't know. I mean, at the time, like I just didn't have the resources to go to a dermatologist. I mean, I probably could have. I just never did. I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, like my mom, she wasn't only till recently she really takes care of her skin. But she wouldn't really even wear sunscreen or anything, or like even like she would just use like a random soap or something, or just wash her face with water. So growing up, I just washed my face with water. Then I started using soaps and like all that stuff. But then now when I turned like 18 is when I really started getting to skincare. My skin looks so nice. I'm like, wow. You know? And I used to wear like sunscreen when it was like very sunny out and I was going to be in the sun for long. But now I know I have to wear sunscreen every single day because I'm going to look young forever, guys. Madison Beer, yeah, she had this issue for forehead acne and I couldn't get rid of it until I saw her in a live that she said she uses a pan. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Pan Oxyl cleanser. And it's like $9, guys. This is a game changer. Okay? This cleanser, I use it. Like, she uses it in the mornings. I use it in the mornings. It cleared my forehead acne. Like, I might have some a little bit. Like, I've been using it, and it's chef kiss, okay? Madison Beer saved my life on that one. So, thank you, Madison. Thank you. So, in the morning, she uses a cleanser, a moisturizer, and an SPF. Mind you, her skin routine and, like, her makeup routine changes a lot, I've noticed. So, I try to, like, find the most recent source of information. What she says is what she does in the morning. And then her nighttime routine is longer since she believes that her skin is more sensitive at night. Her best skincare advice is to never sleep with your makeup on and ditch the makeup wipes. She only uses an oil-based cleanser. Reach. I don't know why people still use makeup wipes. Like, I tell people that. I know, like, don't use makeup wipes. They're not good for you. And people just don't listen. And I'm like, okay, like, your choice. Now let's go on her makeup, which I love. Her makeup is very glowy. She uses water-based products mostly, a mix of liquid, and just a teeny, teeny bit of powder product. Like I said, her routine always changes, but this is the best I could find. Mostly liquid products. She likes that glowy look. She loves highlighter. She's definitely like a highlighter blush girl. For like a step-by-step makeup routine, obviously you guys can check out her YouTube videos, her lives that she has. It's all online that she shows like her makeup routine. But I will tell you her most like used products and the ones she likes. And she loves the Charlotte Tilbury wands. And I got like the you know, like the blush one and highlighter because of her. It changed my life. It makes my makeup look so good. I definitely want to get the rest of the wands. She loves their lip liner. She uses Iconic Nude, which is the one I'm wearing right now, actually. And she also loves the MAC brown lip liners. She loves the Fenty Beauty highlighters, bronzers, and she also loves the Merit bronzer too, including the Rare Beauty bronzer. She likes to keep in that tan look. Regarding like her body and everything, I feel like Madison Beer hasn't really shared much about that. She does talk a lot about like mental health awareness, that she has anxiety, that like of course she has insecurities and all of that, which I recommend you guys listen to those podcasts. That's kind of all I got for you. I don't have any like, I know that she tries to maintain like a healthy lifestyle, but like she also loves like, you know, chips and candy and all that stuff. So I haven't seen her much like into all of that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, like, no sugar, no this, you know, type of lifestyle. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This like, short series that I'm doing of, like, celebrity beauty secrets. And stay tuned for new episodes. Follow me on social media. My Instagram, the Tawa G podcast account, of course, so you guys can be updated on more makeup, beauty, you know, fashion tips, wellness tips. And yes, it might be also of your favorite celebrity. Who knows? So don't forget to share this episode and also let me know what you think. Bye.